restored Lê dynasty. After Nguyên Kim passed away, his son-in-law Chinh Kiem succeeded him, conspiring to kill Nguyên family to usurp all the power. The Chinh family became increasingly powerful. Nguyên Hoàng, a son of Nguyên Kim, had to seek refuge in the remote Tuan Hoa region, nowadays Quang Binh, Quang Chi, Tua Tien Hue. In 1592, the South Court's army, commanded by Chi Tung, launched a decisive assault against Tang Long. Defeated, the Ma ran to the border mountainous region of Cao Bang, where they dragged out their existence to 1627. In fact, the two administration regimes came to end. Also, in 1592, Chin Tung was conferred kingship, becoming the first lord of the Chin family. Since then, Chin lords hold power from Ngang Pass northward, called Dang Ngoai, where the Lê emperors ruled in name only. Meanwhile, Nguyên Hoàng, the former refugee in Tuan Hoa, recruited militia to explore the region, converting it into a prosperous land. He proclaimed himself king ruling Dang Chong from Ngang Pass southwards. He became the first lord, Chua Tien, in the Nguyên family. The Nguyên lords in Dang Chong adopted many policies placing importance on agriculture. A number of rivers and canals were dug or dredged in Tuan Quang. Wide lands in the Mekong Delta became fertile rice fields. Markets mushroomed to meet people's demands for exchanging commodities. Despite the ban imposed by Qin and Nguyen lords, there existed an unofficial trading channel between Dang Chong and Dan Ngoai. The Nguyen lords persisted in the policy of southward march, continuously expanding the territories. In 1757, Lord Nguyen Phuc Huat ruled over the land stretching to Ca Mau, Chau Do, Sa De, and controlled the territorial waters of Hoang Sa, Chuong Sa. Vietnam's S-sharp territory then looked quite similar it is today. Noticeably, in Dang Chong, three big port cities were founded: Hoi An in Quan Nam, Tan Ha in Tuan Tien Hue, and Nguoc Man in Binh Dinh, among which Hoi An was the most prominent. Major exports were gold, silk, pearls, areca nuts, dried shrimp, swallows' nests, holoturians, aloes wood, sugar, piece of fine arts, precious timber, and so on. Not only trading at markets and foreign commercial stations, Vietnamese merchants also built big barges for ocean crossing shipments.